kind of blackish looking bumblebees, they call them. They don't make their nest out in such as that. They bore holes in wood, timber, you know.
Make all that old yellow spots around. Make a big mess on
the coast. Yeah, get that sawdust down there.
Right.
And now them now white looking ones won't sting you, but them black ones will.
I know you used to tell the difference. We'd catch bumblebees and cover them, and you had to look for a certain color on them to know whether or not those kinds would catch or not. And I expect you played with them too.
And my young ones used to have a time playing with them, but I never had time to play with them. I had too much of
them. I believe you worked as a child.
Lord, honey, I worked ever since I was 6 years old.
Oh, what about a kind of fish that's small and used for bait?
Minnows.
What is something that an insect makes that stretches in the corners of rooms when you don't keep them wiped and brushed down?
As well, spiders.
And then what do you call what they make?
Web.
Do you call the ones that are inside the house, you know, where you dust and you see, at my house, they look like they get up fast and unclean them down. They get all dusted. Do you call those different from something you do outdoors?
I know these here outdoors is bigger than these in the house.
What do you call the ones inside?
We call them little spiders and these, this out here. Now they're called off. If they bite you, they say they'll keep you.
Black widows?
Yeah.
Well, what do you call this thing that they make and stretches on all this pretty little shape? You call that there?
The web.
All right, now, do you call the ones in the house spider webs? Or do you...
I have to keep them down, sweep them down every other day. Yeah. And what do you have?
Makes dust all in them.
Well, looks like they get in the house, you know, they don't.
I know you not even see the spider, but you can see the webs.
That's right.
Have you ever heard them called cobwebs?
Yeah.
This is what I was just wondering. You know, some people call them cobwebs inside and spider webs outside.
Well, I've heard that too, but I most always say, well, they're spiders.
Just either place, it's a spider web.
But me and this little boy and this man back. Me and him was in yonder spring stove room. Honey, then my little roaches were just hatched out, and you know it don't take them no time to get to be big old bugs. Somebody ought to report this place out here.
You mean your brother-in-law's name?
Yeah, honey, the rats and the bugs. I can't stay rid of them.
It's a full-time job, isn't it? Another tree that might grow wild or you might plant that has a little red fruit, a little red, almost like a little ball that you can use to make preserves or jelly. It's what children say George Washington cut down.
That's an apple tree.
No, smaller than an apple.
If
it's not an apple tree, I'm thinking about one that has about like look like little red marbles on it.
Yeah. But it has a little tip on the end of it. They're not just round and smooth all over. They got a little tip on the end of them.
Well.
And now there's a treadsad that grows.
And that's full of briars or
something. Yeah, and it has, just like you were talking about that berry. Apple.
Yeah, and besides the apple tree, this is a fruit. Apples and pears and peaches and the smaller one that you can use to make little red pies out of. I'm thinking about a cherry.
Oh. Yes, we used to have cherry trees. And they do make a good pie.
It's the little wild ones that are so tiny, so big, though you can't make pies.
You can take these here wild cherry trees, grow right here in the woods, and that makes the best wine.
Yeah, if I'd have said wine, see, you'd have thought what I was trying to get at. Sort of a guessing game. Well, there's some berries that grow are good to eat, but some that could kill you are not good to eat because they are...